Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, a little bit busy on the N1 Western Bypass between Rivonia and Fourways Winnie Mandela off-ramp. That is both directions at the moment. And there is still some queuing traffic in Midrand heading northbound from the Buccleuch interchange.
Drie mense is in hegtenis geneem vir die moord op die voormalige Randwaterbestuurshoof Tebogo Jwala en sy lyfwag in Januarie vanjaar en 'n voormalige KPMG werknemer saam met twee beweerde medepligtiges vrygelaat op borgtog van R50,000 elk. Hulle word betrek by 'n R16,5 miljoen se bedrogsaak. Dan na die buiteland verskeie wêreldleiers soos die Amerikaanse minister van buitelandse sake Anthony Blinken en die Britse premier Rishi Sunak waarskynlik teen die uitbreiding van konflik in die Midde-Ooste te midde van 'n oor en weer skietery tussen Iran en Israel.
We're committed to Israel's security. We're also committed to de-escalating, to trying to bring this tension to a close.
Right now, everyone, calm heads should prevail. Any significant escalation in the region is not what anyone needs. It wouldn't be in anyone's interest.
Daardie spanning in die Midde-Ooste speel ook uit op die markte. Hier is Antonio Senatore van Cartesian Capital met meer besonderhede.
Israel's strike against Iran caused a bit of a risk-off flight to safety theme this morning. And we saw a classic reaction to that. You know, people were going to the safety of the Swiss franc, the dollar, US treasuries, which did cause some rand weakness today. And then Brent crude oil jumped above $90 a barrel, as supply could potentially be impacted by the conflict.
Plaaslik is dan ook nuus van 'n nuwe speler in die bankwese.
Old Mutual got approval to start a bank. They've obviously already got a client base on the insurance side that they can cross-sell into, but those clients would already have banking facilities with one of the other banks, so it's probably going to be quite a challenge for them. But it is possible they can make headway. You know, if you look at something like Discovery Bank, it appears that they've made headway and gained market share. But Old Mutual won't be banking the higher affluent customers like Discovery. They'll be targeting lower earners, so more like a Capitec offering. And the market will wait with anticipation to see how successful this initiative will be.
A dollar kos in die stadium R19.10, 'n euro R20.37 en 'n pond R23.71. Goud verhandel teen $2,391.98 per fyn ons en olie nou teen $87.63 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some cricket news coming at you live, SuperSport Park in Centurion, where the momentum multiplier Titans have won the toss and elected to bowl first. Yep, that was a live announcement there. So the momentum multiplier Titans have won the toss and elected to bowl first. A match will start in about 30 minutes' time. In the other live cricket action on the go at the moment, the Chennai Super Kings are taking on the Lucknow Super Giants in the IPL, 155-6. The score at the moment after 18.5 overs. The big run getters there, Ravindra Jadeja, still there on 53, not out of 56 deliveries. And the top three in Sunday's Beijing Half Marathon, well, they've been stripped of their medals. According to the organizers, there's an investigation into how it all finished. China's Li Ji won the race, but he crossed the finish line in a bizarre fashion after the Ethiopian and Kenyan runners seemed to deliberately allow him to win. In rugby news, Ricardo Duarte, well, he's held successful talks in terms of reintegration into the Blitzbox setup. According to Netwerk 24, Duarte has spoken to the Sevens high-performance manager and the coach about making a return to the Blitzbox. And New Zealand centre Charlie Ngatai, well, he is going to be playing his first game since December for Leinster. They're playing against the Lions tomorrow. Someone else who's also going to be making a comeback is Ergie Sneyman. He's going to be taking on the Vodacom Bulls with his side Munster in a URC clash in Pretoria tomorrow. Sneyman has recovered from an illness that kept him out of the Champions Cup playoffs and will face his former side for the first time at Loftus Versfeld. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.